One of the reasons that I feel that we age in this country is because from the time you're born until the day you die, you listen to the same arguments over and over and over and over again. They never end. They don't. Major issues, we bang them back and forth all the time. We're a democracy, and that's what you do. That's one of the prices we pay for having a democracy, is to discuss things until our ears bleed. They even make laws. That doesn't even bother people. They continue to go, that's a bunch of shit, I'm not gonna fuck you. We don't decide much, do we? We really don't seem to. We really seem to be just happy arguing. And you younger members of the audience, the argument that you're going to listen to your entire life, and I guarantee it, is the argument over gay marriage. There are states that already passed the law and then went, oh, we made a mistake, and changed it again. And that will continue until the day you fucking die. And then you will go wherever it is you go, far, far away, and even when you're there, you will still hear from here, that son of a bitch, we're going to have to do that. It's every fucking gay marriage shit I can't stir over. What the fuck? One of the major arguments in my lifetime is the argument that we have over health and how we take care of ourselves. It's gone on and on and on. The reason we're at where we're at is because way before I was born, the decision was made that because we're a capitalist country, that health should be seen as a profit-making institution. That's the way people saw it. That's why it's so odd that we're actually having an argument over something that was decided long, long ago, and there's still people who defend that. Now, I'm not sure that health is a profit institution. I'm not sure. Because it's what stands between you and fucking dropping dead! It's not soybeans, is it? It's not fucking fucking bottled water. It's not goddamn cell phone coverage, Time Warner shit. It's none of that. It's your health. And I know it's not a commodity because you've never stopped at a red light and had a crack addict come up to you and go, hey, can I sell you some of my health? In the center of the debate over health care was is the major argument of my lifetime. It's the most inflammatory argument that we go through as a people, and that is the one argument that we have over abortion. Let me just say, as a comic, nothing at all gives me as much pleasure as to say to a group of people who've come to be entertained, abortion. I take great joy in it because I say the word and then I hear every anus in the room snap shut. What a joy. It just shuts you fuckers up. Then, of course, there are those who don't know my comedy and are going, boy, this would be a good time for him to bring that kazoo out. And as always, there are people in the room who go, you know, he just says the word fuck too much. Well, after I said the word, you know, abortion, fuck seems like a festival, doesn't it? When I was young, you could be pro-abortion or anti-abortion. And now, 62 years later, you can be pro-choice or you can be pro-life. And that is what we've accomplished. during my lifetime. We've made no decision as to when life begins. None. Every other civilized country on the planet's done it. But it's, you know, it's hard for us. We can't get the names of all the terrorists, all the airports. So this one, whew, is a real brain teaser. And since we don't know and haven't decided when life begins, then to be honest, I don't know if I'm really here. But I do know I've never felt better in my life.